This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The question becomes, what if Russian President Vladimir Putin goes to the trouble to recognize the independence of a region not in his own country, and the people in that country respond by saying, we don't care? Putin convened top officials Monday to consider recognizing the independence of separatist regions in eastern Ukraine, a move that seems to be tweaking the noses of international observers, including Ukraine itself and the United States. He once again spoke about the Ukraine potentially joining NATO, saying here, if Russia is to face such a threat as Ukraine joining the North Atlantic Alliance, then the threats to our country will grow exponentially. But seeing that nobody recognizes the expression of will by the Crimeans or the Sevastopolites, Ukraine insists on it being its territory. We have a real threat of them trying to recapture what they believe is their territory by military means. But Ukrainians in the country's east say possible recognition of separatist-controlled Luhansk and Donetsk regions by Russia would not make a difference in their lives. Maria is a housekeeper in eastern Ukraine, and she says, let them recognize whatever they want. But we should not fall for it and react to this information. Let them do what they want. Recognize someone, organize referendums, but we and all the society don't recognize it and shouldn't recognize it. The publicly staged pre-recorded meeting of Putin's Presidential Security Council came amid a spike in skirmishes in eastern Ukraine that Western powers believe Russia could use as a pretext for an attack on the Western-looking democracy that has defied